It's time for the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy here with you guys on the show today. And Noah, you can kick us off today.
All right, I'll go ahead and kick us off with some bell pepper stuff right here. So,
nice.
Did you know that all bell peppers are the same? You know how there's like yellow and red and green? They're all that. It's one pepper.
How so?
So I didn't think this was true or not, and I guess now I get to go tell my wife that, that it's this way too. But apparently, when you go to the grocery store and you're like, you're just struggling between red or green, it's actually just how ripe it is.
Really?
So the difference between them is that the green bell pepper is just the red bell pepper that hasn't ripened. So the red is the ripest, and the green is the most unripe. And there is a difference in the way they taste. As it ripens, they get more vitamin A, vitamin C, and beta carotene, I think is how you pronounce that.
Yeah.
So that actually increases as it ripens. So you have more of a bitter. The green's bitter. And the red is the sweeter of the bell peppers. But they're actually all the same thing. So whenever you're cooking with the different type of bell peppers, and you're like, well, I prefer mine to be red, it's because you prefer a little bit of a sweeter bell pepper in what you're cooking. But they're actually just the same bell pepper, just a little bit of a different flavor profile because of the ripeness.
Wow. So in theory, you could just get one kind, what was it, the green, and then just let it ripen.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
I've never had a green bell pepper and let it ripen before, but I guess technically, if you had a way, I guess the climate, making sure it doesn't like rot or whatever, since it's, then once it ripens, it actually will just turn into the red bell pepper.
All right. Crazy stuff. All right. Well,
there you go.
I have another one that's kind of actually sort of similar-ish. It's about food. So did you know that popcorn pops into two distinct shapes?
Just two.
Yeah, just two.
Okay.
So when you see popcorn in a bowl, obviously everything just looks like kind of random popcorn shapes. So an up-close inspection shows that kernels actually pop in one of two shapes, transforming into either butterflies or snowflakes. Butterflies and snowflakes, which are like a similar one, or mushrooms are the two different ones.
Okay.
And so butterflies occur when the popped kernel turns inside out, and then mushrooms are created when the kernel's endosperm expands instead of flipping. So rather than like the kernel like turning inside out, it just
kind of blows up.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. And so it says generally mushrooms are the sturdier kind and can withstand the additional cooking process to become caramel or kettle corn. So if they're to make caramel corn or kettle corn, they typically search for the mushroom type of popcorn.
That makes sense now that I think about it. When I've had like actual kettle, not just like popped kettle corn out of bag, but like the real kettle corn, usually they're all like the same bigger round shape.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So whether your bowl of popcorn gets more mushrooms or butterflies, mostly depends on factors uncontrollable from your kitchen. Just kind of like the popcorn plant's genetics or how much water the plant received while it was growing in the field can kind of determine which way it's going to pop. So.
Huh.
Yeah.
Butterfly / snowflake.
Yeah.
Or mushroom. That's it.
Yeah. There you have it. So learn a little bit about bell peppers being exactly the same and then popcorn not being exactly the same.
Yeah, not being exactly the same. Yep.
All right. Thanks for tuning into the Did You Know Show. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 2:45 p.m.